Hello.
Yeah, it looks like it's got it.
Yeah, levels look good. So just be nice and loud. Be nice and loud.
Me nice and
Hello.
loud? Oh God. Okay. So we're gonna start off with some questions for you, Miss Oregon USA. How long have you what inspired you to take up flight training?
I love to travel. And I love to fly. I think my favorite feeling is when you're taking off and your body's kind of fighting gravity. I love that. I love challenges. So that kind of checked all the boxes for me. So I was like, you know what I haven't done? Learn how to fly a plane. And I really enjoy it. My uncle, he is an air traffic controller, and I have a cousin that flies. He's a nurse and he flies planes. So it kind of seemed on brand for the family. To take it up and try it out. Plus, I love to think about this. I've done my time in journalism. I've gotten my CNA certificate, and I'm learning to fly a plane. So I like to think if you ever like watch the movie San Andreas with the Rock,
Yeah.
how everything kind of just goes up in flames, and he has to commandeer a helicopter. I like to think of myself in that situation, able to get a plane, fly it. Administer first aid and then do reports about it too. So like the triple threat.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You grew up in Harrisburg, right?
Yes.
Is that still where you live?
Yes, I still live in Harrisburg. It's a really small community. The last I checked, I want to say it was like 4,000 was the population. Not super huge. It's great because you're really connected with everybody. And everybody helps each other out. We have a Facebook group page where everybody's always looking out for each other. If somebody's dog is wandering down the street, there's a Facebook page and a post, and somebody's like, hey, like down on 6th Street, Sparky's walking around. So it's really, I love it. I love the small knit community aspect. It's really great.
That's amazing. That's it. Oh dear. Okay. What pushed you to work so hard with such determination that you continued trying to win this pageant even in the final year you were able to?
There's a lot of things. One of them is I'm not the type of person that likes to admit defeat. So one of the things was even if I don't win on my last try, I didn't want to go out wondering what if and having that regret years later. You know, like what if I actually did it and I won? I could have done this. I could have experienced this. I could have made this impact. So for me, it was do it until they tell you're too old and get out of here. And then just being able to achieve my goal. I'm a huge goal setter and being able to mark those things off, that means a lot to me. And even every year that I competed and I lost, I still gained so much each time. One of my favorite things was because of competing for Miss Oregon USA in 2019, I got to go to New York and walk in New York Fashion Week. I didn't
Oh,
even win.
geez.
I was just a contestant, and that opportunity happened just from never giving up and putting myself out there every time.
That's really
Thank
cool.
you.
How is working to win this pageant impacted your life outside of the pageant? Like, obviously, people don't go around and win this every day. How has your like home life been and stuff like
So
that?
far, it's only been not even 3 weeks. Not a whole lot has changed yet. I just get a lot of congratulations. A lot of my community members have been watching me go on this journey for the last 6 times I've competed. And it's really exciting for them because they know how much it means to me. And they think it's really cool that this girl from small town Harrisburg finally accomplished something like this and gets to go to a national level. So I wouldn't say a whole lot has changed yet. Just a lot of very supportive community members, lots of interviews. That's been fun. But yeah, still same old Ariel so far. But I am really excited. Speaking of small town and New York Fashion Week, in less than 4 weeks, I will be going to Paris to shoot a lookbook and video ad campaign for the same designer that I walked in New York Fashion Week for, RC Kalin. And so that's kind of huge for the small town girl getting to go all the way to Paris to model. Very excited about that.
And it's like, how did you meet them?
So I met RC Kalin through competing for Miss Oregon USA. He's the designer, and our director, Pageants Northwest, Maureen, she put us in contact and she was like, RC is looking for models. Would you like to submit? And so I submitted. He loved me and I got to walk for him. And then really this connection made through pageantry. We kept this connection and kept in contact. And then this opportunity popped up again that Maureen facilitated. And I'm so excited and so proud and very thankful for our directors and Pageants Northwest who put on Miss Oregon USA, Miss Washington USA, Miss Idaho, and Miss Montana USA. So just being in the system with these wonderful people, I'm getting these incredible opportunities.
Yeah, obviously. Oh man. All right.
I'm gonna go to Paris. I'm gonna go to Paris.
I want to win Miss Oregon Team USA.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have a bunch of questions for Elena. In your contestant profile, you wanted to learn Korean?
Yes, so I'm bilingual in English and Spanish, and I went to an immersion school. I was able to learn Spanish at the same time as I was going through elementary school and speaking English. And so that was really it's really an amazing skill, and I'm really thankful to have had that opportunity. But my dream job would to be to work in Korea, in the entertainment industry as a brand manager. And so learning Korean is kind of the first step to living in Korea, so I would love to learn the language, but it's also such a beautiful language, and I've really fallen in love with it over the past couple of years, and I would love to be able to not only listen to it, but also speak and understand it.
I mean, of all the places, why Korea?
So in seventh grade, I went into a really big K-pop phase, and I was really, really into the music, but it expanded from more than just liking the music to becoming really interested in the culture and everything Korea had to offer. And as someone who's been a performer and been on the stage, I know what it's like. So I would love to be someone behind the stage with that experience on the stage. And working in Korea, just it's a dream destination of mine. Yeah.
And then another one is, again, in your contestant profile, you mentioned that your favorite gift was a suitcase. What's so special about that
So
suitcase?
I was gifted a suitcase by a former pageant director for International Junior Miss after I won a title when I was 15. And a suitcase, it has so many opportunities because you can travel with it. And so it gave me that opportunity, maybe not the suitcase itself, but what a suitcase implies is you're going to travel, you're going to go everywhere. And I love to travel. And so having that suitcase gave me the opportunity to travel and go everywhere that I want to go. Love that.
Say Skye Brown was right here and you had the opportunity to ask her anything. What would you ask her?
But ask her how she's doing because she's such an inspiration. She, at only 13 years old, went to the Olympics and won a bronze medal. That is insane. And as a female skateboarder, that's not very common. And even if it is, it's not talked about as much as male skateboarding. And so she's done, at only 13 years old, been able to become such a huge icon in the world. And that is so amazing. So I would ask her how she's doing and how she feels having all of that accomplishment.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot. And teach me how to do a kickflip while you're at
Exactly.
it. You've also won and participated in, the International Junior Miss Pageant, getting the award for Teen IGM for Oregon in 2019. Going forward, is participating in pageants like this something you see in your future?
Yes, I love pageants. It's really given me so much confidence. I'm able to do this interview right now, which definitely I would not have been able to do before I started pageants. I remember I always wanted to sign up for my school student council, but I never could because the final part of running for student council was to give a speech on stage. I could not do that. It terrified me. And now I could do it in a heartbeat. I'm doing this interview, and the confidence pageants has given me is outstanding. And so, of course, I would love to continue doing that.
Now, are there any particular pageants that you're thinking of?
I was just about to ask. That's fine. I don't care. You're good.
I definitely would like to come back to the USA system once I'm a Miss and compete for Miss Oregon USA.
That's right. Also future Miss Universe right here. I'm calling it now.
All right. We'll keep an eye out.
Fingers crossed.
We remember when.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Your graduation is coming up. Where do you think you're going to go?
My dream school is University of Chicago. I have my application in right now, so I'm waiting to hear back. But University of Chicago, it has everything I'm looking for. It has a city. I love when cities have a real winter. Chicago definitely has a real winter. But it has the demographic I'm looking for. It's a very diverse community. It has a really good business school, University of Chicago, and they also have a bunch of study abroad programs, which I'm looking forward to.
That's all the questions we have written down.
That's all we got.
That is all we got. Thank you so much for coming here and spending some time with us. This is great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great job, Sam. Well done.